Let's talk for a minute or two about leadership. Sometimes used to joke around and say that I don't want to be in any club if I'm not the president. I don't want to be on any committee unless I'm its chairman. I don't want to be in any meeting unless I'm running it. That all was partially my ego speaking and perhaps me being some kind of a control freak. But you know what? I think I used to say those things as a way of expressing my frustration with the process of coming to group decisions. I have been humbled since then, and I've come to realize that often group decisions are the very best kind of decisions. The more minds thinking it through, the better the resulting decision. Every one of us has watched and experienced both outstanding and bad leadership as we've gone through our lives. And I think there are people who we naturally look to for leadership. Teachers, mentors, pastors. Some of the leadership and the teaching that we received from our parents back in the day. Most of it, this is amazing, most of it's still good advice and still very relevant in today's world. And for many of us, that's what built our character. I firmly believe, though, that if Jesus is not in your life, that your life is lacking the critical leadership that you need. In Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 26, Jesus is talking with his disciples, and he says that whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? And then ending with verse 26, whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. I think Jesus is telling his disciples and us, anyone who wants to follow him, they need to realize that he's the leader and we are following him. He's telling us we're not in the driver's seat, he is. Now, I find a lot of comfort in that. We're not in the driver's seat, Jesus is. Times of trouble, Jesus has got our back. Even with Jesus, though, things will be rough. There's a lot we're going to need to sacrifice, and I've said this before. You turn your life over to Jesus, things aren't necessarily going to get better. In fact, they'll probably get worse. And I think that Jesus is also telling us to not run from suffering, but to embrace it. In times of trouble, when you're suffering, Jesus will have your back when you give your life to him. Because we already know the ending. You and me in heaven, Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, and I imagine he will have this proud smile on his face as he welcomes us to eternal life with him. When you think about it, it's such a small time that we have here on earth. Heaven, though, is forever. Eternal life, that's what we're working for. That's what we're suffering for. That's what we are sacrificing for. The Web Radio Today podcast is all about self-help, getting and staying healthy, fighting off diseases. But most important of all, it's about faith. Because your faith will save you. I know that for a fact. In times of trouble, in times of serious illness, maybe even looking into the face of death, during those times, the most comforting feeling is to know that Jesus has your back, that it's all in God's hands. What peace of mind. What comfort. What joy. I say this every week on this podcast, there is no time. You need to let Jesus into your life today and accept His love, His comfort, His blessings, and yes, His leadership. I know some of you out there may be saying, well, I need to investigate this whole Jesus thing before I make any decisions. I sort of get that. It's just that I worry because I know time could be running out. None of us even have our next hour on earth guaranteed. And everybody, I want you to feel the same comfort and joy that I do. I have very vivid memories of a dreary day here in Nashville last March. My wife was driving me to the Vanderbilt Medical Center for a 6-hour, somewhat risky for my age, surgery that would hopefully get rid of advanced prostate cancer. And I remember, and this was before I had any drugs, we were just driving there in the car, I remember the excitement, the feeling that something good was about to happen, the confidence, the joy, the comfort. I remember the positive anticipation I felt knowing that Jesus had me in His arms. My future was guaranteed. Now, don't you want that comfort? Of course you do. If you're not ready to give your life to Jesus yet, you're thinking that you need to investigate this Jesus stuff first. And if you're sure that your need to investigate is not just your mind wanting you to delay any kind of decision, because the devil's going to do that. He's going to tell you that you have all the time in the world. I sort of understand where you're coming from, so here's what you need to do right now. Get going right now, immediately, with your Jesus investigation. The answers, they are not on the internet. The answers are in the Bible, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But if you don't want to go through all that reading, you're afraid you might not understand everything that's going on. Today, walk into the first church that you see. Walk into the door of that church and tell the first person that you meet, anybody in the church, the first person that you see, tell them you're not real sure about this Jesus thing yet, but you want to learn more about him. Watch them smile. You'll make a friend for life, and they will start you on your fact-finding journey. It has to be quick. Time goes by so fast. Please be quick about it.